Oasis Audio presents Bicycle Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Good Guess by Benny. The Alden family was up early on the first day of August. This was the day Mr. Alden was going to tell his four grandchildren about a plan he had made. When Grandfather came into the dining room for breakfast, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny were waiting. Henry said,
"I'm afraid there's not much time left. Making the treehouse for our neighbors took more time than we thought."
"That's all right,"
Mr. Alden answered, sitting down.
"My idea is for a very short trip. It won't take much time."
Benny sat down.
"Then it is a trip,"
he said, smiling to himself.
"A trip always means an adventure."
Jesse and Violet looked at each other.
"You might as well tell us now, Grandfather," said Jesse.
She poured her grandfather's coffee.
"Thank you, my dear," said Mr. Alden.
He put a lump of sugar into his cup. Benny began to think he could not wait another second. Then Grandfather looked up and smiled.
"Your Aunt Jane wrote to me early this summer," he said. "She would like to have you all come to see her on the farm. You can stay overnight." "Anytime," she said. "Just let her know when you are coming so she can have plenty for Benny to eat."
Benny laughed.
"Good for Aunt Jane," he said.
Henry said thoughtfully,
"We like the farm, but there aren't many adventures left there for Benny to work on."
"No," agreed Mr. Alden. "That's why I thought you might like to find a new way to get to Aunt Jane's."
"You mean we won't take the station wagon?" Violet asked.